May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, March 8th, 2025. And I'm broadcasting live on the internet to about 63 nations, so I don't know who's listening. And if you're new to the show, I'll be narrating from two newsletters I've published since my last show 2 weeks ago. This live show is available as a podcast replay, usually within a day or two, unless we have technical difficulties. So when you listen to the podcast, these newsletters are linked in the footnotes, and you can click on these links and follow along while I'm discussing them. And you can pause the podcast to see those videos and articles that interest you, so you can create your own customized multimedia show in the process. That's for listening to the podcast. For those who are listening live and know how to pull up the archives, these shows are archived on my website at heartcom.org. And you can do the same thing in another window. If you're on a computer, it's a little more difficult if you're on a handheld. But if you're on a personal computer with multiple windows, you can create, like I say, a multimedia show by pausing and or listening, pulling up stuff that I'm referring to, and go into it in more depth as interests you. So it's customized multimedia show. So today I'll be discussing these two newsletters, one back on the new moon, February 27th, regarding the first month of Trump, kind of a situation update. And I could begin with that, but boy, there has been so much happening this last week. I thought I'd go right into Trump's speech to the Congress critters here, you know, just a few days ago. He wasn't just speaking to the nation, the address to the nation. There's people worldwide, netizens worldwide, at least English-speaking nations, again, 63 nations, are tuning in because this is the big show. This is Trump's, you know, reality show. And there's so much happening so fast. He's been flooding the zone, he calls it, which is to say the collective consciousness. He's got so much happening so fast on so many fronts that most people are overwhelmed, and mainstream media is overwhelmed. The action reaction stimulus response, as far as the way it people are responding worldwide, is the full spectrum. I mean, there's a lot of drama on the world stage right now. And we're closing out, you know, a 2,000-year age of a Pisces and leaving behind, you know, the blind faith, fear-based behavior as we enter a more enlightened Aquarian age with a new relationship paradigm based on social conscience and cooperation. This is huge. Shift in, you know, the big shift into Aquarius. I mean, we're talking about, I mean, I'm going into a cosmic weather report here, but the astrology psychology at this time, for those who have their finger on the pulse of the collective consciousness by way of astrology psychology, you know, the law of the angles, the language of the angels, the quantum field, geometrically ordered divinity, the fractal order of the holographic universe. I mean, I'm talking about there's a method to the madness, and that method is quantum field astrology. There, you know, just what used to be considered woo-woo, now they are registering more and more science regarding the portents, the energies, the tendencies. Not just the collective consciousness, but each one's getting triggered uniquely because the planets continue to move and they interact or interface with each person's natal chart. And I've talked about on the show before how it's ancient science, you know, developed by the Chinese back 2,000 years ago, about the time they were developing quantum everything with acupuncture. You know, acupuncture is quantum field medicine. You know, back at that time, the Chinese somehow understood All these, what's 144 points in the body, but the different, the seven, the chakras, the meridians, the energy centers, focuses. I mean, they must have had their own type of shaman that, went to source on all this stuff. If there was an extraterrestrial conveying of information, I don't know. But back at that time, they developed an understanding of the gestation period in the womb of the mother and how the 12 constellations, the energies, these deep space energies, the 12 constellations were stepped down by the 12 lower vertebrae in the mother's back of a pregnant, woman, and those 12 lower vertebrae step down those energies to create a bioenergetic force field. And these are the lower chakra, or the lower centers, the lower spine, in the lower spinal column, the 12 joints, you might say, that well, they're intersect points, and it's bioenergetic. We now know now there's quantum field. Fields within the body, and this would create a bioenergetic womb. I know this may sound strange if you never heard this, because they don't teach this in the West. In the East, they've understood this for thousands of years. But the West is into the chemistry of disease and not the energies of health, so they don't understand how the kingdom of heaven is within you and infused in your DNA through 9 months of gestation in the womb, with that tension release going on at each cell's mitosis, the cell division, incredible tension release. And the deep space energy is being stepped down into the bioenergetic force field. It is virtually programming the DNA, on a deep unconscious level, which basically, when you take the first fire breath and your bioenergetic coordinates fire up, your natal chart, you become, that kingdom of heaven is within you. You can call it a soul contract, you might say, because it's this, we choose. Supposedly, if I understand it, which body, family, community we're being born into, and your divine destiny is a function of your tendencies of how you perceive the universe within you. The man of God, geometrically ordered divinity, the order of the universe, sees God in all man, all things. There's a seer. So we all, see, through the glass darkly, you might say, through our own astrology, psychology, soul contract, whatever you want to call it. So this is dynamic energy field gestation manifestation processes that unique to each individual. Of course, these influences are collective, but we're all responding to them differently, based on our own unique bioenergetic frame of reference. But I'm talking about, factors that are going mainstream, and understandings that's going mainstream in the Aquarian quantum age. And right now, during the show today, Cosmic Weather Report, we got really powerful energies with Mars conjunct the moon and exactly trine the sun conjunct Saturn in water signs, which is an emotional, energetic resonance that's harmonic with the trine, and all of these, the Mars, the Moon, Sun, and Saturn, are all sextile to Uranus and Taurus, creating a very harmonious creative triangle of energies. Now, I'm feeling it. I've been feeling it. The last couple of days, these aspects have been shaping up, and there's a real unique dynamic with these creative triangles. There's a synergy in the Trinity. And I guess I'm more sensitive to it than a lot of people are. I'll wake up in the middle of the night and go to the computer and look at the astrology that's going on and how I'm getting triggered. Because I'm looking at transits every day too, because each individual's transits are different. And transits are the interrelationship between the heavens above, at the time on Earth, as relates to the geometry of your own divinity, your own natal chart. There are different geometric aspects, trines, sextiles, oppositions, with different meanings. And of course, this is a second language to me. I've been doing this for 45 years, and so I'm, as the host of Cosmic Love, this is a perspective I bring. I usually publish on the new moon, the full moon, And in between, the show's falling in between, I talk about the astrology psychology because we're talking about quantum field, everything. You know, we're moving into the Aquarian quantum age. They'll call Aquarian age the quantum age. Quantum physics is cosmic law. It's universal law. You know, quantum law language of energetics, of consciousness. You know, in the holodeck between the ears, from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forward brain, rear brain, there's a field there, and that resonates with basically the holodeck. That quantum field resonates with the energetics of the planet. And when I say that, the energetics of the planet as relates to the energetics of universe. Again, we are in the universe, and the universe is within us. And the more you understand the language of coordinates, the more you have a sense of how it's all connected and how it influences with tendencies. It's not etched in stone by any means. But half of any test or trial or opportunity is knowing what that opportunity or test really is. And when you know better, you can do better. That's, you know thyself, the first principle of the mysteries of God throughout history and ancient mystic saints avatars throughout history. You know thyself, get your psychology, astrology in order, and the more you have an awareness of that, you just expand your consciousness to the kingdom of heaven within you. So anyway, enough of that. I'm going to go into this first well, it was the one just a few days ago, the speech by Trump, President Trump, to the Congress critters. And there was a lot of in that. That was a lot to hear because his hubris is over the top, off the chart, in orbit, you know, I say. And there was humor and a lot of contempt, left, right, divisive contempt. It wasn't a unity speech. It was more like we're winning and the Democrats are losing speech. But and it's like a civil war that was, you know, kind of being raised, and this is what's going on, not just in the collective consciousness in America, but we're talking about, you know, worldwide, the globalists versus the people. You know, we're supposed to have government of, by, and for the people, but it's been co-opted, preempted, you might say, by deep state power elite power trips that are challenging constitutional principles and integrity. And we all know that's going on, and that's part of the stress and distress, you know, of the planet right now because of this rate of accelerated change from deeply entrenched institutions that no longer serve the purpose for which they were created. And it's going on, like it or not. I'm going to touch on it a little bit. But so during Trump's speech, I was listening to national propaganda radio, you know, NPR, CIA programming, to see how, you know, and I say CIA, NPR has been getting, what is it, $2.2 billion every year for funding for their CIA affiliates, programming for scripting of their programming, for coordinating through CIA intelligence agency, you know, what NPR considers fit to tell us. And some people listening, and most people listening to the show on a regular basis, know that our lamestream media is controlled. It's controlled media. You can call it propaganda. You can call it obfuscation, information overload, cognitive dissonance. But for a lot of people, you know, and I'll be going into this, the big lie has become so big and so bold and so often told, you know, Hitler's playbook, that a lot of people believe it because they're just overwhelmed with information overload, future shock, too much information, too fast, too much change. And change, you know, it's destabilizing the collective consciousness to where people are off-center, off-balance, and they tend to believe what the media is telling them because no one wants to believe that the media is lying to us. No one wants to believe. You know, the doctors have been lying to us about safe and effective vaccines. So we tend to just get along by going along, you know, like good sheeple, because, you know, most people are just trying to survive and they're just too busy. They may have chance to turn on the radio on the drive time home from work, or, you know, when they can and get a little bit of news and think that they're well educated on what's going on in the world, listening to national propaganda radio. And it's just, this is just a situation. And then there are those cultural creatives, you know, the people that are really interactive on the internet and researching out from alternative sources what's really going on. And these cultural creators, they're not the majority. They're like the 1-3% whose sphere of influence is the 20% on the internet who do 80% of the networking. So this is largely my audience over the years. There's a lot of people on my list who mirror my posts and forward my posts to their lists, who forward it to their lists. But I don't know, one guy who's sending out my stuff to 10,000 people on his list. And who knows how many people on his list forwarded on. So you never know. You know, I'm curating news from a lot of different sources that I've come to trust over 16 years doing my, you know, Cosmic Love radio show. And I see a repeating pattern, common pattern of news that looks imminent, you know, that's something that's happened during the week. And I'll then pull that up, copy the videos, articles, put them into newsletters to keep, you know, I do it for myself, like enlightened self-interest, but then I share it with, you know, the list. And if you're not on the list, you can always go to Substack and join the list through Substack. And I provide links in my articles to Substack. But the Substack link is AquariusRising369.substack.com. But if you just put in on the Substack, you know, AquariusRising369, you can subscribe for free. It doesn't cost anything. And you can follow along with the news feeds that, you know, I curate and send to the list, you know, usually 2, 3, 4 times a week. I mean, between shows, which is 2 weeks. So it's, yeah, usually once or twice a week, sometimes 3 times a week, you know, I'll forward on the research that I've been doing. So on with the show, Trump's show, the Congress Critters. You know, I listen to it to see how he would spin, you know, to see how the media would spin Trump's address to our global village. So the whole world's watching the big show. I mean, people worldwide are watching because this is big drama. This is Trump's reality show gone global. And Congress, everyone watching could see from the beginning of the show that Congress was split 50-50 between the Democrats sitting on their hands while Republicans were standing and cheering. I mean, one Democrat was so contentious and he was escorted out of the meeting because he was disrupting. It was wailing and gnashing of teeth, you know, going on, and they had to get him out of there because he was disrupting the address. Anyway, perhaps most of the nation and world at large is split over this vast geopolitical implications of Trump's policies. I mean, it's big drama, folks. I mean, this is huge. There's, you know, nothing ever been like this in the history of the United States. Of course, we never had such bloated bureaucracies as we do now in the history of the United States. So, I mean, if this is. Well, I relate it to a mass casualty event and with triage going on for a lot of people that have been fired or wanted to be reinstated or whatever. But anyway, there's a quote from Kai Pacha, which is from his Astrology for the Soul weekly news on what's going on with the astrology psychology. This was for the last week of March 5th, 2025. And he says, quote, "This is a year unlike any other. With everything shifting around, like the eye of a storm, I can stay still and observe as it all goes down." So being centered and connected, folks, like the eye of the hurricane, you know, the all-seeing eye, you get off-center and you get caught up in the swirl of the storm. You can't see anything but stuff flying at you and past you. So, you know, hang tight, folks. You know, this is a very intense time with the astrology psychology. It's going to be going on. I mean, I could go into detail on this. Oh, my gosh. If you listen to his show, the link that I provided in the content, or just go to Kai Pacha, K-A-Y-P-A-C-H-A, or just go to Astrology for the Soul. for the week of March 5th, 2025. And there's some really brilliant perspective from my perspective, following him for many years. I had him on my radio show about 7 years ago. But he's brilliant, and he steps it down so the layperson can understand what he's talking about because he explains it. And he's got vast experience knowledge. He usually has about 15 to 20,000 people listen to his weekly broadcast. So, are you ready, Freddie, for the evolution revolution? For the 2025 evolution. I say revolution with a small r. 90% of the word revolution is evolution. And this is what's going on. It does not have to be a violent revolution physically worldwide. It can be, and it's tricky to maintain checks and balances in the system, you know, so it doesn't get out of control, but there can be a global evolution in higher consciousness that involves and evolves our individual and collective conscience with the capital C. You know, it's like higher conscience. And this, I'm not saying it's all going to turn around this year, but starting to turn around. It has already turned around for a lot of people. A lot of people have gone from great awakening to great enlightenment already. But we're talking about only the one half of 1%, maybe. These are cultural creatives, you know, that get it, and they know what I'm talking about. But even whether you're ready or not, the shift has hit the Aquarian fan. Shift, S-H-I-F-T, has hit the Aquarian fan. Shift happens. We've heard that before. Shift happens, or, well, shift, S-H-I-F-T, happens. And maybe it takes one to know one, but my impression is that Trump's speech demonstrated ostentatious showman hubris in orbit. I mean, that's kind of refreshing for Mercurian minds who are bored shiftless by lugubrious half-wit Biden policies. You couldn't listen to Biden for long to get bored shiftless that this guy was stuck somewhere else. Anyway, I think most of us know that Biden wasn't making the, you know, and I'll be going into that. And in this post, and if I have time, I'll get into the future post that's coming up this next month. Well, it'll be this next 2 weeks, but I'll be publishing it to the newsletter here this next week, and you'll be getting more insight on this, you know, the shift dynamics, S-H-I-F-T, shift dynamics that's going on right now. So in this regard, the pendulum has definitely swung to the extreme, to the other extreme of accelerated mind-numbing change, you know, number than dumb. The rate of change has accelerated to the point where most people are suffering future shock and they've just shut down. It's like mind-numbing. And, Trump was talking about a lot of different stuff in his, what was it, 1 hour? He spoke for about an hour. One of the things that I really liked him saying was that, you know, we got to keep poisons out of the environment. And he referenced as to how this was causing autism, and he passed the torch to Bobby Kennedy to find out why. You know, he said, Bobby's going to find out why for us, Bobby Kennedy. And, I'm thinking, when he's saying this, keeping poisons out of the environment, what about keeping poisons out of the body? I mean, gee, maybe they'll discover, you know, Bobby Kennedy and his team, they'll discover the well-documented studies, and I've been reporting on this for years, and I've linked to the whole compendium of articles and infographics and memes on the subjects, showing how the increase in autism directly correlates to the increase in the vaccine schedule for children. I mean, Bobby has published extensively on the toxic genetic poisons in the food supply. And then there is the toxic fluoride, as they use in rat poison, that is dripped into public water supplies, has been for 50 years. I've been reporting on that. And I got a whole compendium of articles and videos on that. This is all known, you know. Bobby knows this. So, and although we can see it with our own eyes in the skies, the media blacks out any reference to the toxic heavy metals sprayed by a by way of geoengineering, you know, chemtrails. I mean, aluminum and barium particles contaminate the soil, water, and our lungs, triggering, you know, microdoses of toxins to create long-term health crises and neurotoxins, you know, biochemical neurotoxins in the sprayer are linked to increased cases of Alzheimer's, autism, and sterility. I mean, and this is, I mean, truth is the truth, even if no one believes it, truth is still the truth. And a lie is a lie, even if everyone believes it. A lie is still a lie. And some people are just convinced that this is, you know, well, they used to be convinced this is all conspiracy theory, all this toxic stuff. And now it's like it's in the open. They're talking about it, you know, in national addresses to the United States and the world. So the big lie of safe and effective is not just about vaccines. It's systemic toxicity from multiple microdose sources that have compromised our immune systems. You know, air, food, water, you know. But it was the toxic load in vaccines injected right into our bodies that overloaded the already weakened immunity of millions of people. And there was this article just published March 1st by Edward Dowd, and his history is brilliant. The guy, how he uses insurance actuaries to find out how many people died and were made disabled by the vaccines. There's an article where he explains, to quote him, he said, "I would love to see this administration act now to ethically pull the mRNA vaccines." And in this article, this former BlackRock fund manager, Edward Dowd, I mean, he was right at the top of the power pyramid, you know, with working with BlackRock. And he retired or, you know, got out of that to basically be a whistleblower and what's really going on. And he describes how the mRNA COVID injections are now responsible for more than 5 million excess disabilities in the United States alone. Now, I've been hearing figure that it's like something like 2 million died, but 5 million excess disability, I mean, 2 million excess deaths in the U.S. during the period where these mRNA vaccines were used. These insurance actuaries, they keep records of all this stuff when nobody else does because they got to pay out, you know, insurance companies. So he explains, you know, that there's more than 5 million excess disabilities. If people are disabled, you know, what is that? They can't work, you know. I mean, you think about that. But again, I've also heard the figure of around 2 million Americans, between 1 and 2 million Americans, were excess deaths in the U.S. From the vaccine. So this is shocking stuff. And a lot of people, they just don't want to believe that. No, I don't. They don't want to believe it. Not that they got one of the toxic vaccines. There was placebos out there, and a lot of people got there were different batches sent to different parts of the United States. I published the websites on that in one of my articles, where you could go and find out which batches came into like Montana, whatever your area was, whether it was a placebo batch or a real batch. And of course, they were. It was a research project. It was all a research. We were guinea pigs in a giant PSYOP test project, folks. I mean, you know. Anyway, if you listen to Trump's big show to the world, you know, if you listen to it, in retrospect, is your glass half full on the enlightenment spectrum, you might say, or half empty on the autism spectrum? Now, I'm playing around with this thing of the spectrum. You know, where everyone's on the spectrum, you know, in a more enlightened way or an autistic way, you might say, cup half full, cup half empty, and have you ever wondered why we always hear about the autism spectrum, but never about the enlightenment spectrum? You know, like it doesn't exist. Is that why the public school system teaches what to think rather than how to think for full spectrum enlightenment? I mean, I can't ever remember in the public school system hearing about full spectrum enlightenment and what that looks like and how to achieve that. No, we were always being graded on how, you know, you could say high grades were full spectrum enlightenment, but they're not. That was IQ. That wasn't emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence can be more important for a person's survival in the world than even intellectual intelligence. They're different, and I go into that on the different articles that I have linked in my newsletters. But the point is that we have a system that's kind of backwards. Well, the system itself is, you might say, autistic. It's autistic obsessed. It's not enlightenment obsessed or possessed or, you know, intent. So pure intention is what focuses our attention. And, you know, we've also got the problem of the privatized disease care system that they call healthcare, you know, that profits from disease. It's like, it's a backward system too. It's like, you know, education teaches you what to think rather than how to think. You know, we got autism that is the inverse of the enlightenment spectrum. And what's considered normal, of course, is what the doctors always talk about. And they're always talking about disease. They're not talking about how to build health. They're talking about how to treat disease. And it's a disease care system that profits from disease rather than a public, nonprofit healthcare system that incentivizes full spectrum health of body, mind, and spirit. You know, you never hear about building holistic health in the healthcare system. Nope. It's treating either diseases of the body, the mind, or the spirit. And they got a drug for all of that, you know, if you got a problem there. But I digress. I will ask, though, where do you think you fall on the spectrum? I mean, you've got people who tend to feel with their thinking, you know, that mental intelligence, again, the IQ, the linear left-brained logical letter of the law, you know. And then there's other people who do their thinking with feeling, you know, emotional intelligence. I mean, we think in images and symbols of associative feelings. Linear, you know, left brain is more linear, logical, compartmentalized thinking. Right brain is more nonlinear, intuitive. You know, it's like audio, whereas the left brain is visual. Audio is nonlinear. It's just like the space. And it's what's referred to as spherical consciousness, because it's nonlinear and it's all connected, you know, and it's a different way of processing information. And the public fool system is all compartmentalized thinking and memorizing it, being taught what to think rather than how to think with the balance of intellect and emotion. Like, there's no smart without heart, but we aren't taught in public schools, you know, basically how to center in our hearts and become conscious of how we are conscious. When the fact is, unless you're centered and connected, you cannot be mind congruent if you're not heart coherent to a certain extent. Otherwise, you're just like a compartmentalized, we're like mechanized robots, you know. You've got, there's no smart without heart, but, you know, how much have we had formal education on education of the heart and the golden ratio algorithm of the heart frequency when it's in the perfect resonance harmony with the frequencies of joy and holy compassion, and what that looks like, you know, when in the quantum biofeedback technology that they've developed now for what, 30 years, you know, to basically can show a person with biofeedback when they're in the frequencies of holy compassion and joy, and how they can basically go into that zone and do extraordinary creative co-creation abilities with source, with the unified source field, the field. Anyway, this is all in referencing the concept of, you know, where do you fall on the spectrum? I mean, when there's a balance of the L and the O, the synergy and the trinity of the linear and the nonlinear, in all four quadrants of your whole brain, you know, the holodeck between your ears from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, and rear brain, that field, you know, how you are conscious, and an awareness of that, and a being able to reference that in communication processes, or full spectrum enlightenment, you know, how to involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience with full spectrum enlightenment, you know, with the love of truth and the truth of cosmic universal love, you know, the cosmic law language, light of the you know, the law of the angels, language of the angels, you know, cosmic love, the metaphor model that I use. that optimizes global change at this time. You know what the world needs now is love, sweet love. By God's grace, in God's time, you know, if there was a time for more light and love, easier and faster, I would think this would be it, you know. And so I got a reference article on this, Seven Hats of the One Light. It gets into full spectrum enlightenment as far as the full spectrum of consciousness from, you might say, left brain to right brain, you know, right in the, you know, and it goes into these seven hats that we wear at different times. And it's a way of understanding this full spectrum enlightenment thing. So I thought you might appreciate that, Seven Hats of the One Light. Anyway, back to my point about Trump's speech. He's got a three-ring circus, you might say, going. You know, he's flooding the zone. He's got drama on all fronts. It can thus be seen as the greatest show on earth, the beginning of a golden age. Or not so much, some people would say. Or too much. Or, you know, just... there's people saying it's all a psyop. They got an agenda with the AI thing. I think they do have an agenda. Whether it's malefic or not, that's yet to be seen. I mean, you remember when Google started out and their motto was "Do no evil." Well, they took that away years ago. That motto away. So you know, technology has a momentum intention of its own. And there are some people say that, you know, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So where are the checks and balances on this insanity, so to speak? It's for most people, it's just so much change. It's beyond their comprehension. It's like a form of insanity. Because most people, I mean, you know, who can spend like I do? Now, I got a pretty good grasp of where it's going, and I'm concerned. But, yeah, it could go sideways, you know. This whole AI control grid, surveillance and control systems like they developed, like big tech developed in China with their social credit system. I mean, it could go really sideways where people lose their freedoms and are happy as being they're having their consciousness co-opted to where they have no sense of or intent for wising up or rising up or stepping outside the box that they've been ID'd in, their digital ID, you know. And again, I don't mean to be sounding paranoid. There's a lot of people say, hey, look, this technology thing can be worked out. And I know it could. It could be worked. It could be harnessed. If it's harnessed with divine spiritual cosmic love principles, oh my God, we're on to a golden age of light and love sooner rather than later. But in the meantime, geez, I mean, we got point counterpoint going on. There is a lot of freaking contention. So I might say that I was disappointed that Trump didn't provide any definitive solutions for the Aquarian quantum age, you know, which I've got a whole website on these different dimensions of the Aquarian quantum age and what these frontiers of quantum everything that's moving very quickly right now, which a lot of people don't know about. So I provide that link again in the article that I've published. It's in my archives and it'll be in the footnotes here in a few days. And I'm talking about definitive solutions, social, political, and economic solutions like global telecom and global telecare. But, you know, that might just be my own hubris. How do you say hubris? Not one of my favorite words, because I don't like to identify with having too much hubris, but, you know, like Trump. But it might be just me reacting from what I know of global telecom and telecare, you know, as I've evolved it and worked with it, you know, understood it the last 50 years. But the potential and the capability now, you know, is a definitive solution, a nonprofit economics of abundance solution. That we're moving from an economic scarcity to economic abundance because the technology, all these technologies and artificial intelligence could provide extraordinary abundance for everyone. But the most important abundance of all is abundant conscience, abundant social conscience in our social networks. I mean, it's common sense may be uncommon, but it's the most important you know, currency of conscience is the most sacred of all rights, according to, was it James Monroe, the principal architect of the Constitution. Conscience is the most sacred of all property, he said. Conscience. So developing, culturing, conscientious common sense, I mean, that's the overview solution to the pollution of the waters, food, the air, the minds of the public. And of course, you know, in Trump's talk, you know, they have NPR always has their own comments that they want to add and put their spin on the whole talk at the end of it. And they had the final word from a Democratic Michigan senator who was a CIA veteran, which is to say it was a she, actually. She was a CIA deep state veteran who basically said with very sensitive feminine, you know, kind of a bleeding heart terms, that Trump is a Putin puppet and must be resisted by public dissent. I couldn't believe my ears. I mean, it was like virtually calling for civil war. It was the same old Russia phobia boogeyman dialectic. You know, Russia did it, Russia did it, Russia did it. We heard for years. Trumped up charges, you know, to get Trump arrested. It was all lies, we know now. And that's all coming out. Their whole... that whole big lie is unraveling very quickly for anyone that's got, you know, basically paying even half attention to the alternative media that's been reporting this, you know, because mainstream media will be cover up to the end because that's the only way that they can. It's like self-preservation of the ego will do anything for self-protection of its turf, you know, what he wants people to believe. So, you know, we all know that. The whole thing of the CIA is basically the deep state is basically, you know, you've got to have an enemy or the military industrial complex has no traction. I mean, the biggest funding of government, I mean, half the funding of the entire government is for, so to speak, defense, which is offensive defense. And I mean, this is the bottom line of what's going on in Ukraine. The whole story of Ukraine is so bizarre. And when I say that, the things that have gone on that the media has not reported, but in fact has consistently covered up, and we're talking about, you know, the reason that, so to speak, Russia invaded Ukraine. And I reference this because people are 100% right for their prevailing awareness. They'll believe what they want to believe because they have free will. And you might say they're 100% correct for their prevailing awareness, but we're talking about really serious stuff going on with, for example, Ukraine, where the CIA, the military-industrial complex, you know, what they've done, the U.S. provoked Russia to invade Ukraine by promising to stop expanding NATO. It was years ago. But then they expanded NATO over and over right up to Russia's border, and then the Biden administration called the invasion unprovoked. Over and over, the lamestream media just repeats the mantra of how Russia, the invasion was unprovoked. Ukraine did not provoke the Russia. The whole invasion thing was Russia's fault. Russia did it. Russia did it. Russia did it. Well, now we know, now we know the real story. And it's coming out where some people, again, people believe what they want to see. It's like the news is like a Rorschach to a lot of people, an ink blot, and they just project into it, you know, where they're at. And in a sense, we all do that. So I really believe it's important that, you know, we get congruent, as you know, and heart coherent, mind congruent. And there's this movement right now that's moving very fast, and now they're moving on the Pentagon, the Doge team, you know, the that is doing the investigating of the different agencies of federal government and where the bloat is and all that, you know, and how to cut the fat. And when you cut the fat of the pig always squeals, and we're getting a lot of feedback, intense feedback right now. From, you know, it's like a civil war in many regards. Some people would call it that. I mean, you know, the CIA, the NPR, their time is short and their fear is great. You know, I mean, Trump's Doge team might even drain the deep state CIA swamp like they've decimated the corrupt USAID. And I reported on the corrupt USAID several recent, I think I even talked about it in my last show. So, I mean, or is this all kabuki theater? Kabuki theater to stir the pot while government AI infrastructure gets installed to monitor and control everything like they did in China. Their social credit system, you know. Did they sell their soul for the Chinese market, you know, with the technology they gave the Chinese that they perfected now that they want to do on the Americans? I mean, I had people ask me that question. I mean, it reminds me, you know, how sometimes the government will do deception with one hand, like a hypnotic trick. They don't watch what the other hand's doing because they're doing deception with the other hand. You know, one hand captures the attention while the other hand is, you know, pulling the trick off. So I really have to wonder sometimes, and this is the question we have to look at, is all of this that we're seeing with the drama in the, you know, in our faces with multiple fronts, big drama in multiple fronts, you know, with government downsizing, is this all a deception while AI infrastructure is being installed to monitor and control everything like they do in, you know, like they do in China? I mean, I don't mean to sound paranoid, you know, but there is a concern. And why do I say that? It reminds me of how big tech covertly installed 5G in schools, hospitals, and public places while they were shut down during the pandemic, or the plandemic, as a lot of people would call it. It's a good question. You know, think about that. Okay, getting a drink. So it reminds me, again, now, this has happened before, you know, where they created a crisis, and during that crisis, they kind of stealthily were installing this 5G, which there had been all kinds of studies that were in the public domain that people were reporting how 5G created problems. 5G created problems and like flu-like symptoms, and why, how that did that, and how some people were more susceptible to that than others. So I'm thinking about, you know, okay, what are they doing now with the 5G infrastructure now, pretty systemic, you know, we're all through culture, and are they now building out the AI infrastructure to monitor and control everything like in China? You know, I don't mean to sound paranoid, but this is the stuff that's got to be, we got to be aware of this so it's checked and balanced. And, you know, realize that the more chaos and the more clamoring for control, you know, under emergency powers, like those mandates for safe and effective vaccines that were highly reactive to 5G for those with weak immune systems. So was it the 5G causing flu-like symptoms, or the toxic load from the vaccines, or both working together, you know, synergistically, energetically, and physically? Have you ever thought about that? I mean, I'm into quantum everything. And I've been following this 5G problem for years, and I've been following, you know, the vaccine load problem as a naturopath for 40 years. So I'm kind of hip to, you know, what's going on, and I'm saying, have you thought about this? And the big question we should keep in mind is whether control is of, by, and for the people with a high state of Aquarian, you know, light, enlightened love, or either controlled by the people or by the technocratic minions of a deep state elite who are ethical infants. You know, I mean, what they're doing in China, you can say is not ethical infants. It's a control matrix. It's a hive mind control matrix. And, you know, we like to think freedom and opportunity in America is priority, preeminent. The standard freedom and opportunity, you know, self-realization, self-government, you know, self-healing, self-care. well-informed choice, all of these things that, you know, you don't get in a totalitarian state. So keep in mind that, you know, and I've talked about, those who followed my newsletter, you know, over the years know what I'm talking, you know, referring to in my shows. I've discussed this concept of hardware, the next phase of the computer internet revolution after hardware, IBM software, Microsoft, NetWare, Netscape, you know, and hardware, and what Web 3.0 cyber ethics will look like to mediate the madness, you know, and culture, social conscience, and our social networks, our social network communities, you know, social conscience for homeostasis and healing in our global social network communities, culturing, common sense, conscience, and community with a high state of love, as will decentralize, you know, drain the swamp, the highly centralized deep state swamp of unelected bureaucrats, corporatocracy, invisible secret power elite, and their AI savvy technocrats, etc. So interesting times indeed, folks. Welcome to the 2025 Evolution Revolution Revelations. So I've only got a few minutes to get back to the first one, and I'm just going to reference it because this was the one I did here about 10 days ago. I was on the first month of Trump. It's kind of a situation update. There's four videos, major revelations, takeaway. You can watch those videos. They are linked. Of course, like I said, it will be in the footnotes. But if you go to the HeartCom Network page of archives, you'll be able to follow along with these categories. And we're talking about geopolitics, real intelligence, self-organizing intelligence, and global enlightenment, you know, aligned with the order of the universe, and some incredible computer graphics animation in that video from the Health Ranger report. And there's the coherence factor, and this is Heart Math Institute, a video that goes into the heart coherence factor. Again, you can't be mind congruent unless your heart coherent. Understanding that, the vision of that alone, the understanding of the coherence factor, and the pure intention that focuses attention with love retention as the coherence factor, is essential for basically conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full spectrum comprehension. So I can wax poetic on that. And the fourth video is amazing. And the comments after them are amazing. Not going to have a chance to get into all of that. You know, I'm grateful that you listened to the show today. This is the first time I've used this platform for my voice. And I'm hoping I'm going to be doing this more in the future. This is using Zoom as my for my voice, and I've been using Skype for years, and so this is kind of new for me today. But I just kind of wanted to sum it up. Thank everyone for listening, and keep in mind the Swedish pollen extract, you know, nature's ultimate superfood. You know, standardized nutraceutical grade royal jelly for more, you know, energy, mental clarity. We're talking about the richest source of micronutrients for building health and preventing disease on the planet. No question about that. If you've tuned into and read the articles on that, find that interesting. And hopefully, you know, something I've said today sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that's accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith. See the good and make it so. Dance like no one is watching. Love like you've never been hurt. And be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.